All right, get this. Today's deep dive is going to be electrifying. We're talking energy healing, like straight up magician stuff, and photos that capture, well, you'll see. Someone sent in this declassified CIA file, the title alone, ready for this? Magician walks into the laboratory. I know, right? I was hooked instantly too. So picture this, 1930s, Soviet Union. We've got Semyon Kirlian, a mechanic by trade, but he stumbles onto something massive. This guy figures out a way to take photos, but not just any photos. These captured the electrical fields around living things. Wild, right? We know it now as Kirlian photography.
Yeah, and what really grabbed people back then is like Kirlian was peeking into a world beyond our senses. I mean, these photos, bursts of light, colors, it's suggesting some unseen energy surrounding, maybe even coming from us.
Absolutely. And get this, it wasn't just some vague idea either. Kirlian discovered that his photos could actually tell the difference between a healthy leaf and a sick one. Even if they looked exactly the same to the naked eye, his photography was picking up on something deeper. So now it's the 1960s, same vibe, Soviet Union, right? A self-proclaimed healer walks into Kirlian's lab. This guy, A. Krivorotkov, claimed he had this unusual energy, said his touch could feel incredibly hot. And I'm not talking about a little warmth. People said it felt like hot lead pouring onto them.
And it's like this laying on of hands, healing. It's been around forever, right?
Yeah.
Cultures all over. Reiki, therapeutic touch. That these are the same healers tapping into some energy to help people, you know. So Krivorotkov, sure, he sounds extraordinary, but he's kind of tapping into that same ancient thread.
Totally, but with a twist, right? We'll dive into that next. So Krivorotkov, he's like, "Hey, Kirlian, you got to check this out. Maybe your photos can capture it."
And Kirlian, always up for a challenge. He's like, all right, let's see what you got.
And that's when things get really wild, right?
Oh yeah, so Krivorotkov, he's producing this intense heat. But nobody can figure out how. There's no source. It's not like a stove or fire. People are describing it as this burning sensation, but nothing's actually touching them.
I mean, reading that, it gave me goosebumps. It's like something out of X-Men.
Totally. And it wasn't just a mental thing. People really felt it, including Kirlian himself, and it freaked him out.
Yeah, like, how do you explain that? It's not every day someone walks around radiating heat like a human microwave.
Exactly. And Kirlian, being a scientist, he wanted answers, right? He had to understand the how and the why. So he starts thinking, maybe Krivorotkov isn't making heat like we normally think of it, but messing with bioelectricity somehow. You know how those electric hand warmers work? They feel hot, but there's no actual flame. It's all electrical.
Okay, so maybe Krivorotkov was like a walking bio battery. But where was all that energy coming from?
That's the million-dollar question. And get this, Krivorotkov, he didn't seem to get tired, even after, you know, treating
The
people.
guy was like an Energizer bunny of heat.
And of course, what does Kirlian do? He tries to capture this whole thing with his fancy photography.
Right, because if anyone could shed some light on this, it's the guy who photographs auras.
Exactly. And what he found, well, let's just say Kirlian was stunned. Krivorotkov's photos, they were like nothing he'd ever seen. The electrical patterns were all over the place.
So instead of a normal aura, it was like a bioelectric light show.
Pretty much. And some parts, they even went completely dark, like Kirlian had caught him switching off his own electricity.
Hold on, you're saying he could control it, like turning off a light switch, but with his own body's energy?
It seemed that way.
Ah.
I mean, it really makes you wonder what we're capable of, right? What if we've barely scratched the surface?
Okay, yeah, now we're getting into some serious Matrix level stuff.
Right. This whole thing just screams bioelectricity, which, by the way, is in every single one of us. It's how our bodies work.
It's true. We forget every cell is talking to each other using electrical signals. It's wild.
Totally. Muscles contracting, your brain firing, even right now as we're talking. It's all thanks to bioelectricity.
So it's not some mystical force, it's a real measurable thing.
Absolutely. But here's the kicker. We know a lot about it, but not everything, not even close. Like how deep this rabbit hole really goes, that's a mystery.
So we've got these photos, these crazy stories about Krivorotkov, but no real explanation, right? Did Kirlian ever crack the code?
Well, at first he thought maybe Krivorotkov was using something, some kind of dielectric.
Dielectric, now there's a word you don't hear every day. What is that? Like some Soviet secret sauce?
Not quite. Think of it like this. Imagine a sponge, right? But instead of soaking up water, it holds electricity.
Okay, I'm with you.
So Kerlian figured maybe that's amplifying Krivorotov's own bioelectricity, making it supercharged, hence the heat.
Ah, so like a battery booster for the human body. Clever. Did he try it out?
Oh, yeah. Kerlian even experimented with ozokarite. It's a natural dielectric. See if you get the same effect.
And me, Krivorotov, in the lab.
Nope, nothing doing. Whatever Krivorotov had going on, it was way more complicated than just slapping on a special sponge.
Man, even Kerlian, the aura photography pioneer himself, was stumped. Makes you think, right?
It does. It's like, we often think science and ancient stuff, they're on opposite sides, but here's Kerlian, totally into something that sounds almost, I don't know, supernatural.
For sure. So we've got this magician dude. Maybe he was tapping into something old, like way old.
Right. And hold on, it gets wilder. Krivorotov wasn't the only one on Kerlian's radar. The CIA document, it mentions other researchers too, all looking into similar stuff.
Oh, tell me there's more magicians out there.
Well, there was this one case, Japan this time, a doctor, Dr. Uchida, studying a healer, Mrs. Yamada.
All right, I'm picturing her with like glowing hands or something.
She could supposedly heal with her touch, even from a distance. Get this.
No way. Healing vibes from across the room. That's some next level stuff.
Right. But here's the kicker. Uchida found something amazing. The spots on Mrs. Yamada's hands, the ones with the most electrical activity.
Yeah.
They matched up perfectly with acupuncture points.
Whoa, wait, you mean like an acupuncture, the ancient Chinese practice? There's a connection.
Exactly. It's like there's this whole energy system inside us. And maybe, just maybe, these healers were tapping into it all along.
Mind blown. So Krivorotov, Mrs. Yamada, all using the same system as acupuncture. And Kerlian might have caught it on camera.
It's a possibility. And hold on, it gets even more interesting. There's this Korean scientist, Kim Bon Han, spent his whole life studying this network in the body, called it the Kenrack system.
Kenrack system. Okay, yeah. Now we're getting to some serious sci-fi territory.
I thought it was totally separate, not nerves, not blood vessels, but connecting the acupuncture points, like a hidden wiring system.
So are you saying this Kenrack thing, maybe that's the key to all of this, the actual pathway for the bioelectricity these healers were using?
It's a wild thought, right? What if this Kenrack system, or something like it, is more important than we ever knew? Like a highway for energy, communication within the body, and we're just starting to understand it. And maybe, just maybe, people like Krivorotov, Mrs. Yamada, they figured out how to use it in ways we can't even imagine yet.
We started with a CIA file, a magician, and now we're talking bioelectricity, ancient healing, and this Kenrack system. My head's spinning.
That's what we do here, right? More questions than answers, but what a ride.
That's for sure. And who knows, maybe someone listening right now, they'll be the ones to figure it all out. Maybe you'll crack the code of the Kenrack system or unlock the true potential of bioelectricity. If this deep dive sparked something in you, don't let it end here. Go explore those sources we talked about. Check out Kerlian photography, energy healing. You never know what you might find.